our computer is misbehaving. It is an evil, evil little machine right now, although I'm sure at some point it's just going to start screaming at me. But it is 7:30 CITR 101.9 FM in the wonderful springtime that is Vancouver. Happy 420 for those of you that did whatever was done by the library, because I worked close by and I could basically smell whatever you guys just did out there. Good for you. But I'm sure the construction workers working on Granville were pretty confused. Radio Free Geek starts now. Zones, they are. And that was the band Zones with the JD Twitch extended edit of War, which you can find on last year's 10 Inches of Fear, released by JD Twitch himself. Zones were a punk band riding the anarchy flag for England back in 1980, and they released War as a B-side to their single Can't Cheat Karma through the Crass Records label. And JD Twitch is one of the founders of the Optimo Night at the Sub Club in Glasgow, and 10 Inches of Fear is a single that has his interpretations of several Crass Records classics. For good measure, the limited 1,500 single pressing includes a mix CD that goes on for an hour full of original Crass Records songs, featuring acts like Black Flag, Sonic Youth, and the Butthole Surfers. Good evening, and welcome to yet another episode of Radio Free Geek, your source for the soundtracks of your life and other music as well on UBC's magnificent community radio station, 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. You can also find us online through www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'll be the little voice in your head until 9 o'clock Pacific. You can call the station here at 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. Good news this week is that the internet is working, but it is quiet. And, of course, banging my fist on the mixing console produces deep noises, which I really shouldn't be doing. But hopefully you guys are enjoying yourself in this wonderful weather that we're having. Been nice to have had this all weekend, but we grabbed what we could on Saturday, and I'm sure someone will be back later. Long John, you know what the forecast is for this week?
It's supposed to look better later in the week, I think. It's supposed to get nice, you know.
Long John recommends Long Johns.
Yeah.
It's one of the trade-offs that he got for his name there. You know, the nickname sort of has to pay itself off, so... Yeah. He's subsidized by the good folks at, I guess, Kodiak, L.L. Bean, someone good. Anyways, towards the last half hour of the show, we'll look at the movie The Limey, Steven Soderbergh's fragmented revenge film from 1999. But we'll kick things off with a Portuguese trio, and they're called Ex-Wife. They just released the recent album Are You Ready for the Blackout last autumn, and from that album, here's Nothing Else to Prove. This is Radio Free Gak.
Sound up, down. ground. Put my hands and grab my wrist. Won't you gonna love that sound?
I'm
from Denton, Texas. That's Fight Bite with the song Swiss X Lover. And the duo of Leanne McComber and Jeff Lewis produced that bedroom electropop for their self-released album, Emerald Eyes. Not this past Saturday, but the one prior, which I guess would be April 11th. I caught Staten Island's The Buros Band at Richards on Richards, and somehow all 11 members of the band were able to fit on that stage, and they certainly brought the funk. They had their third release, an EP called 3 in Roman numerals, for sale along with a wide array of 7 inches from Daptone Records, and one of the little tiny offshoots called Dunham. I'll get to a couple of the singles afterwards that I picked up, but we'll start off with The Buros Band here, and off of that EP called 3, here is Más o Menos on CITR Vancouver. We'll be right back. We'll let that vinyl crack a little bit more. Sorry about that. Technical difficulties are our expertise. But where else are you going to actually run into the sound of vinyl much these days? So we started off there with the Buros Band with Más o Menos, and you can find that on the 3 EP that came out in 2009 through Daptone Records. Then we heard a couple 7-inches there. We started off with Charles Bradley and Heartaches and Pain, which is the B-side to his single, The World, in parentheses, is going up in flames, in parentheses. Then we finished up there with the Menahan Street Band, which shares a few members with the Dap Kings, who accompany Sharon Jones and, ooh, I love that crackle. And who else? Oh, that Amy Winehouse person. Yes, so there was the Menahan Street Band, and that was Bushwick Lullaby, which itself is a B-side to The Wolf. And what we'll do is we'll stay soulful for this next set as well, too. Steve Carman was a jingle writer, best known for his work with various high-profile commercials in the 70s. And he made a fair amount of coin for it, which is pretty rare in the advertising business. But he's actually had enough pull to get royalties off of every time a commercial with his music played. He did form a big band once, but as far as we can tell, they only released one single. And something that it sounds like it could be part of a trailer, or it could be trying to sell you something here. So the vocals, we have Jimmy Radcliffe. Otherwise, here is the Steve Carman Big Band with Breakaway on Radio Free GAC CITR Vancouver.
Just seems to be crowding me. I got to make a break. That's it, brother. Break out of the whole sick scene. Be on my own. Yeah, no hang-ups. Free. Like Breakaway. That's how I'm gonna do it. That's what it's all about. Breakaway. Yeah.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in the Vancouver area. You can find us online at www.citr.ca if you happen to be on the road and you have access to the internet. So, but then again, you're not living... ooh, I almost blew this. When you're not expressing with your full capabilities, you happen to be living in correctional facilities.
Uh. I'm Shani from Inepsi. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hi, not only did I make the computer work, I have three microphones in my face. Suffer. When I'm not expressing with my full capabilities, I happen to be living in correctional facilities, and that was sampled brilliantly by Dr. Dre and NWA. And there's one of the original takes of Express Yourself by Charles Wright and the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band. Their entire recorded output was recently reissued by Rhino Handmade Records, and you can find that alternate version on the Jams and Outtakes session called Pucky Pucky, like the Hartford Whaler logo there, from 1970 to 1971. You're listening to Radio Free Gak. I'm Gak. 1, 2, 3. Ha ha. I fooled you. No, wait, what? Anyways, this is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, very serious radio here. Tercio Pelados translates from Colombian as the Velvety Ones, which is the name for this next duo from Bogota. Their anti-violence stance, along with their other progressive rights, match the intensity of their music, for which they've won various Latin Grammys. Their profile has raised in North America thanks to their most recent album, from which we'll hear the title track. Here is Tercio Pelados with Rio. There we had jazz pianist Ramsey Lewis, joined by bassist Cleveland Eaton and drummer Maurice White with Afro Boogaloo Twist off Lewis's 1968 album, Maiden Voyage. Ramsey Lewis has been recording strong now for over 50 years. He's got 80 albums at least to his name. And if you don't already know, he's been also hosting a morning show broadcast out of one of the jazz stations in Chicago since 1990. You're listening to Radio Free Gak.
They're waiting for a miracle. And you could be the answer to their prayers.
Before my transplant, I really never thought that I would live to be 25 years old.
The Organ Donation and Transplant Association of Canada asks you to consider making the gift of life possible for the thousands of Canadians waiting for their miracle.
After the transplant, I realized that I have such a life and such an opportunity to do everything that I wanted to do that I want to do it all. I'm able to do it all.
Please talk with your family about signing an organ donor card.
I know people going through the transplant process who might have grown up ill or become ill through a defect or a disease. There is light at the end of the tunnel. There is a life that you never expected before.
Find out more at organdonations.ca or phone toll free 866-949-0003.
My goal is to somehow let everybody in the world know about organ donations and have everyone talk to their family about donating an organ.
Find out more at organdonations.ca.
Hey, we're on the air. Luke.
Woo. How are you, Gary?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
What have you been up to this fine day?
A little CITR'd out. Just had our board meeting with our wonderful, wonderful executive crew and our board. And basically, I'm sick of talking about radio. So
excellent.
Let's get the rock.
So let's talk about something else then.
Okay.
Hang on. Let me put my second voice on. There we go. Now I get stereo effect here. You should have seen it before I had the other microphone. So I heard you had some rough plans about August, perhaps. Is this...
What, are we talking about Iceland?
Perhaps, yes.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, apparently you got a pretty good deal.
I did. I found a direct flight from Seattle now. Iceland Air is flying direct from Reykjavik.
Well, that's what happens when your country goes bankrupt, I guess.
That's right, yes.
You know, is tourism is expected to, you know, help out and stuff like that. It'd be kind of cool. I wanted to go since I was five, like just like I was telling you. So if it's cheap, let's check it out.
All right. Well, yeah. I'm flying August 1st to August 8th.
Awesome.
So
give me a report.
Let me know what your plans are.
Okay, Slappy.
All right.
All right, see you later, man.
Thanks for all your help.
You bet.
Kick ass. I'm bringing the microphone back here now. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. That was Luke Meat. He hosts a show called A Noise. It's good. I'll play the promo later. You'll like it. It's good. I'm Gak. This is Radio Free Gak. Where are we now? We just heard a little bit of 60s piano music there. And what we're going to do now is we'll play a little bit more of that sort of style there. And but this next song actually sounds like it could fit like in a silent film Western. And based on everything that I've read so far, all that's known about Tommy Strange is that he recorded the song in Fort Worth, Texas in 1964 for Chamarie Records. And this is the A-side for a 7-inch known as, well, all we know is it's called Purple Desert.
Thank you. to Alaska, Mississippi to Hawaii. People build new generation, growing cities, population. California seems so wealthy, Argentina seems so shiny. Everywhere people sing and shout. America, God bless America. America, you're great. America, fame. There was time for revolution. Now it's time for brand new nations. People feel so happy to live in this land of joy and freedom. California seems so wealthy, Argentina seems so shiny. Everywhere people sing and shout. America, God bless America. America, you're great. America, fame. America, God bless America. America, you're great. America, fame.
Known in their native Quebec, La Belle Provence, as Le Révolution Française. That was the French Revolution with Americas, a tribute to the Western Hemisphere that came out originally through the Revolution label, but was re-released stateside through Tower Records on a 45 back in 1969. Two of the members were originally part of a Quebec beat band called Les Sinners, Les Sinners, I guess, anglicized. And apparently they were best known for a Beatles cover. I think they took care of Penny Lane. And then they wrote some pro-Quebec separation tunes as well, too. I don't think it was as catchy as Jean de Paris or Jean de Pays. And I'm wicked at my memory here. But, yes, it is 8:25 here in Vancouver. You're listening to CITR Vancouver. As I ingest a few insects here. One of the most melodramatic acts from the 60s would be the Walker Brothers, particularly Scott Walker. Naturally, they weren't real brothers. They were just a trio of Californian lads who made it big in England before Scott went solo, then eventually became the reclusive producer that we all know. What we'll do is we'll start off with the Brocker brothers themselves from 1966's album Portrait. Here is Hurting Each Other.
One day I should become a singer with a Spanish bum who sings for women of great virtue. I'd sing to them with a guitar I borrowed from a coffee bar. Well, what you don't know doesn't hurt you. My name would be Antonio, and all my bridges I would burn. And when I gave them some, they'd know I'd expect something in return. I'd have to get drunk every night and talk about virility with some old grandmama who might be decked out like a Christmas tree. And though pink elephants I'd see, though I'd be drunk as I could be, still I would sing my song to me about the time they called me Shaggy. If I could be for only an hour, if I could be for an hour every day, if I could be for just one little hour, a cute in a stupid ass way. And if I joined the social world, became procurer of young girls, then I would have my own bordellos. My record would be number one, and I'd sell records by the ton, all sung by many other fellows. My name would then be Handsome Jack, and I'd sell boats of opium, whiskey that came from Twickenham, authentic queers and phony virgins. If I had banks on every finger, finger in every country, and all the countries ruled by me, I'd still know where I'd want to be. here, locked up inside my opium den, surrounded by some Chinamen. I'd sing the song that I sang then about the time they called me Shaggy. If I could be for only an hour, if I could be for an hour every day, if I could be for just one little hour, a cute, cute in a stupid ass way. Now tell me, wouldn't it be nice that if one day in paradise I'd sing for all the ladies up there, and they would sing along with me, we'd be so happy there to be, 'cause down below is really nowhere. And if my name were Juniper, then I would know where I was going, and then I would become all-knowing, my beard so very long and flowing. If I became deaf, dumb, and blind, because I pitied all mankind and broke my heart to make things right, I'd know that every single night. When my angelic work was through, the angels and the devil too would sing my childhood song to me about the time they called me Shaggy. If I could be for only an hour, if I could be for an hour every day, if I could be for just one little hour, a cute, cute in a stupid ass way.
Scott Walker with Jackie, one of his many covers of French chanteur Jacques Brel's work. And Jackie appears on the 1968 album Scott 2, part of a series of albums that were just numbered, though at some point he started over and then used Roman numerals. There's a recent documentary on Scott Walker called 30 Century Man that came out recently, which I hope to see shortly, and then one day I will do a massive Scott Walker profile. In the meantime, hey, would you like to hear some concert listings? Of course you do. Do I hear music? Of course I do. Yes. So, on April 21st, which is tomorrow, Cold War Kids and Crystal Antlers have a sold-out show at the Commodore. On Wednesday, Red Cedar have the release party, along with the Greff Band and Valerie Graham at the Railway Club. That same night, Glass Candy, Desire and Channels 3 and 4, Richards on Richards. This Thursday, Mastodon, Kylisa and Intronaut are at the Commodore, and then Attack in Blacks at the Biltmore. If you're going to Richards on Friday, you will see Z-Trip or Z-Trip. Then at the Biltmore, there's Braca Son Sistema. On Saturday, Thunder Heist and Weird Gloves are at the Biltmore, and at the Commodore, we got Atmosphere. On April 26th, we have Dan Deacon, Future Islands, and Teeth Mountain at Richards on Richards, part of the Wham City crew from Charm City, Baltimore. Then Block Party starts One Night of Two, along with Hot Hot Heat at the Commodore. Bear in mind, the Biltmore, the Stones Throw tour that was scheduled on the 27th is canceled, so get your refunds from where you point of purchase. On April 28th, Antler and the Abramson Singers are at Little Mountain. That's an all-ages show. On the 29th, Vivian Girls and Abe Vigoda are at the Biltmore. And then that next night, the 30th, Tax Day, Brastronaut and Obiju will be there too. Also that night, at the Wise Club, we have the Wasabi Collective. And then the Media Club, we have CITR's very own Chris Terrific with Parts Unknown, along with Ghost House and Listening Party. C.R. Avery's at the Biltmore on May Day, and the Weaker Bands and the Constantines start One Night of Two at the Commodore. And then, on May 3rd, we have Lady Tron with the Faint at the Commodore. And then, May 6th, we have New Sensei, Petroleum Byproducts, and Great 2000 at the Astoria.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry. This clamor, he creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, No Wave, Plunderphonic, Psych, and altogether way out sound. Tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Solo guitar, guitar solo.
A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
Okay, solo.
I this is Mick from Bell and Sebastian, and you're listening to DITR 101.9 FM.
To get what I'm after till the day I die. I asked Bobby Dylan, I asked the Beatles, I asked Timothy Leary, but he couldn't help me either. They call me the Seeker. To get what I'm after till the day I die. People tend to hate me 'cause I never smile. As I ransack their homes, they wanna shake my hand. Focusing on nowhere, investigating miles. I'm a seeker, I'm a really desperate man. To get what I'm after till the day I die. I won't get to get what I'm after till the day I die.
The Seeker, a weird single from The Who back in 1970 that was recorded after release of the rock opera Tommy. During the 60s, one of the managers of The Who was Chris Stamp, brother of Terrence Stamp, star of the film that starts off with the song The Seeker as well. It is this week's soundtrack profile on Radio Free Gak, and this is The Limey, which was a sun-soaked neo-noir film that Steven Soderbergh directed and released in the same year as Out of Sight back in 1999, 10 years ago. This helped bring Soderbergh back into profile after a weird decade. Not really of isolation, but a whole series of cult films like Schizopolis and Kafka. It was sort of a little bit of a holding period after his debut, which was the breakout Sex, Lies, and Videotape. The Limey was a modern... modern take on the various experimental styles of the 60s scenes. It was a mix of French New Wave, British avant-garde, and Renegade Hollywood, and it starred several icons of the past, primarily Terrence Stamp and Peter Fonda. We'll get into the story behind The Limey shortly, but let's listen to former Black Grape Danny Saber and a few selections from his part of the score to The Limey, specifically from the party sequence. And we'll start off with Saber's Limey Shuffle.
Thank you.
In the background here, we hear Limey Vibes, and before that we had Sitar Bathroom, and then we started off with Limey Shuffle, all from Danny Saber's party sequence from the film The Limey. Terrence Stamp stars as Wilson, an ex-con from Britain who flies to Los Angeles after he finds out his estranged daughter died in a suspicious car crash, and he hopes to find out what really happened and who was responsible. Screenwriter Lem Dobbs wrote specifically for various 60s icons, including Peter Fonda, Barry Newman, and Leslie Ann Warren, and Soderbergh worked with editor Sarah Flack to chop up the timeline so that a single line of dialogue may show footage from either the previous or future scenes. The main score to Limey was composed by long-term Soderbergh collaborator Cliff Martinez, a drummer who freelanced with Captain Beefheart, Lydia Lunch, and some really very early Red Hot Chili Peppers. Martinez also scored Soderbergh's Kafka, the film Grey's Anatomy, starring Spalding Gray, and features no Seattle hospital love nest. Then he also helped out with Traffic and his remake of Solaris. What we'll do is we'll start off with Martinez and what he's going to say from his score to The Limey. You're listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR Vancouver.
Thank you. Freedom is a word I rarely use without thinking. Without thinking. Of the time when I was loved.
That was very good.
Yeah. Getting better, aren't I?
You are.
Ah.
And there we heard Terrence Stamp himself. What did I just do? There we go. Hey. That's a bit more intimate. That was Terrence Stamp there, singing Colors. And before what we heard was from Cliff Martinez's score to The Limey. We heard What Are You Gonna Say? Come Ambush, Come With Us, and After the Hammock. And in the background here, we hear Tell Me About Jenny. The clip that we heard from Terrence Stamp actually comes from a film, his debut, 1967's Poor Cow, directed by Ken Loach. And director Soderbergh acquired the rights to the film and used clips from that film to show Stamp's character's early life with his daughter within the Limey. He even took the name Wilson from Poor Cow and incorporated that into the film. And if you like the score to The Limey, one of the DVD's features is an isolated music score, though one of the other commentaries steals the DVD and makes the price worthwhile altogether, and that's the one where screenwriter Dobbs lays into director Soderbergh into why his script was cut so ruthlessly. So instead of the usual glad-handing that you get in your typical Hollywood commentary, some actual talk about how collaborative the filmmaking process is, that's revealed, and along with how to shape, how the shape of a film finalizes in the editing room. So I'm quickly running out of time here. That's about it for Radio Free Gak this week. Coming up at 9 p.m., it is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. And after some overnight programming, it will be Pacific Picking at 6 a.m. Tuesday morning with Arthur and Andrea. If you're able to tolerate the sound of my voice more frequently, well, I'm filling in this week for Val on the Folk Oasis, since she's in Louisiana. So tune in to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver this Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. for 2 hours of Roots, Folk, and other pleasing sounds. If you missed any of this week's Radio Free Gak, you can download the MP3 easily as a podcast. You just go to CITR's website, www.citr.ca, or you go to mine, which is www.gak.ca. I'm going to try to play a brief burst here from Red Cedar. And as I mentioned, they have a record release party at the Railway Club this Wednesday. I recommend going if you like a psychedelic country sound. So I was supposed to get a copy of their 5-song debut, but we rely on MySpace for one of their songs. So enjoy. Take care. If you don't hear from me Wednesday, something's wrong. But at the very least, if you can't tune in then, we'll see you next week. We'll be right back.
been working in the concrete. Keep moving on. Running around the straight. Did you know what you just paid for? Did you know just what to say? Did you know that it was all dried up? Did you know was that okay? Rambling on. Take them out one by one. Keep killing on.
You are listening to CITR FM and cable 101.9 or on the web www.citr.ca.